Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. What an episode today, live from the Montreal Comedy Festival. It's a live About Last Night podcast with Lonnie Love and Thomas Dale, two of the funniest people in the entertainment business. You know Lonnie Love from The Real, her talk show, from Chelsea Lately, from so many TV appearances. She's just a beast and never been on the podcast, so this was a really special treat for us. Her story is pretty awesome, too. You'll hear in the episode. Thomas Dale, of course, has been on before, and he just always brings it, and today's no exception. Their energy together was just incredible, and we played a pretty ridiculous game at the end of the episode where we named gay porn titles and had Thomas make up what he thought the storyline was for it. It was pretty fucking funny. But this episode was live from the Ovation Room at the Hyatt Hotel here in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. What an insane week of shows and podcasts and debauchery. And last night, that's when my voice is a little fucked up. I'm getting ready to go to the airport. But I was at the Chappelle John Mayer show and then went to the after party and the after party. And I'll be posting a picture on my Instagram shortly of basically where I was 30 minutes before I went to bed, drunkenly pretending to poop in the woods. Follow Lonnie at Lonnie Love. Follow Thomas at Thomas Dale 5. The podcast at ALN Podcast. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. At Funny Brad on Twitter. This weekend, I'm going to be at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas. Dallas, August 2nd through the 4th. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. That's Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Sorry, the van is texting me, asking me to run down so I can go to the airport. Brad Williams will be in Omaha at the Funny Bone this weekend, the 2nd through the 5th. Get your tickets to bradwilliamscomedy.com. Omaha, Funny Bone, Brad Williams. Adam Ray Comedy merch is about to hit the website here in a few weeks. I'm very pumped for that, so make sure you are on the lookout. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all ALN merch. Get it. Get your beanies. Get your sweats. Get your shirts. Bring them to the shows. We'll sign them. Take pictures. Email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com with how you got into the pod, where you listen, why you love it. And we're going to be reading more of those in the next few weeks on some of our bonus Thursday episodes, which we have quite a few of coming up. Go back and listen to past episodes if you haven't. The last few, Jim Jeffries, Eliza Schlesinger, Bill Burr, Sandra Bullock. And tell your friends. Tell somebody this week at work. Tell a family member. Spread the good word. And now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live from the Montreal Comedy Festival with Lonnie Love and Thomas Dale.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it.
Montreal, please welcome to the stage the host of the About Last Night podcast, Brad Williams and Adam Ray! Yay!
Hey, Montreal!
Yay! Sir!
Yes!
Yes, Dad, my dad came.
Yes, awesome.
All the way.
Oh my God.
First time we've ever seen each other. This is weird.
Thank you guys for coming. Glad you got. I know this is noon, so I don't even know how the fuck you guys are awake. I had to do so much cocaine to get up by this morning. So much cocaine.
What would happen with you on cocaine?
These ceilings would be very clean. I would just bounce up there and be like, "Don't worry, I got it, guys."
Human gummy bear.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, front row. Congratulations, that's awesome. Try to hold it in until at least after the show. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she's gonna. She...
I didn't know you. I literally did not see the baby until you like 2 seconds ago. So I was like, are you just assuming she has to shit? Like, what do you? Hold it in, please.
I don't know. Congrats. I don't want her to laugh too hard, and all of a sudden, like, we have something on here that's the only thing smaller than me.
So you, I love that you think that just laughing hard would produce a baby.
I have a penis. I don't know how that works. I do the thing, and then the girl waits, and then yeah, I don't know, and then
the girl waits. The girl, yeah. You are such a romantic, Brad.
Oh yeah,
I'm you put sexy. It in and you hold it there.
There's a future baby in the room. There's also another little person in the room. What's up, buddy? That's right. There's two of us in the same fucking room.
Make a wish.
Holy shit. If you guys don't go out and buy a lottery ticket today, you're a fucking moron. It's weird because like we've been talking. He's another comedian, guys. So there you go. There's two of us telling jokes. We've been talking, and everyone just comes up and goes, "Oh, Brad, you brought your brother." And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Spoiler alert.
We have had an amazing time here in Montreal.
Yeah, give it up for this festival, by the way.
This is
the best,
unbelievable.
The best of the fest. Love the city.
I've been here for a week and a half doing the nasty show, saying a lot of dirty words. Yeah. And then, Adam, you got here yesterday.
I got here yesterday and
3 hours
of sleep. 3 hours ago, and that's why I have my own pot of coffee.
That's right, or as I call it, a swimming pool of coffee. How much money would you pay to see that? Just me, Scrooge McDucking into a thing, a coffee. Oh, my God.
At least $40. Yeah, yeah, I stayed up pretty late last night, and I think we actually have a picture of me moments before I went to bed, if you want to cut to... Yeah. So basically, Nick Swartzen and I started to fake fight, and then he said, "What would you do if I got into a chokehold?" And then I was like, "This..." And then we both just held each other for a minute and then started laughing. And then I go, "I should go to bed." And then not going to.
And then romantic music played. Yeah. Your eyes locked. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. But that's what this, just staying up late at this fest and that bar like produces. You just don't want to go to bed.
No.
Because somebody to talk to and hang with at every turn.
Absolutely. And most of the time it's Nick Swartzen. Most of the time.
All the time.
I'm pretty sure everyone that has been to the Montreal Comedy Festival this year, you have a Nick Swartzen story. At some point, he has done something
to
you.
Stay up late enough.
Said something to
you.
You
will be rewarded.
I remember I came in, he was at the bar. It's a packed bar. I walk in, Swartzen sees me and just goes, "Brad Williams, suck me off." And everyone kind of looked and went like, "Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I bet you that happened."
So you've been here for a week. So
yeah.
And one thing I love about you is when you go on the road and you travel, you try to immerse yourself in the city and find things to do. That you haven't gotten a chance to do before.
Yes, and I found out that you guys have an amusement park here called Le Ron. Am I saying that right? Le Ron, which is, I don't know. Yeah, I just like put a stick up my ass and then I get the French accent. controversial.
This early?
So I went to an amusement park. Six Flags has a Le Ron here, and... I will say this. I thought that with the metric system that you guys use, I would finally be able to ride some goddamn roller coasters. I thought like the inches would convert and it would be able to... Nope! And by the way, I'm glad I'm married. I don't have to worry about this anymore because advice to all the dwarves listening. We have so many dwarves that listen. Don't take a date to the amusement park because you're not going to get laid after you go up to ride the roller coaster and the operator throws out like a picture of a Mountie that has his arm right there. And then you can't, like, you're below the Mountie's arm and you're, and like, no woman's looking at you like, "Well, I'm going to suck him off tonight." You know, like, that's not, you know, I got to wait for Swartzen.
Yeah. Wait, so what rides did you get to participate in?
Basically the kiddie rides. I was on there, all the kids were looking at me and they were just thinking like, "How'd that one get a beard?"
He's so mature.
Wow, that guy.
Distinguished.
He's taking some testosterone or some shit.
Recently bar mitzvahed.
Yeah, but it was a fantastic time. I certainly enjoyed my time at Laurent.
And you've been, I saw you had something where you put like coffee on ice cream. But that's like a famous Montreal treat.
That's you pour espresso on gelato or something. It's called an affogato. It's called I fucking came in my pants when I had it. Everyone needs to try that shit. Your food here is amazing. Poutine, Yeah. I mean, how stoned were you, Montreal, when you came up with poutine?
Yeah, I have made some really potheady snacks, but that like probably takes the cake. Like gravy on the fries.
On the fries, there's cheese curds. Can we just put a cow on top of it too?
Just eat around it, man.
Yeah, like it's gravy, so it's healthy. It's mushroom gravy. It's organic. Yeah. It's like
it's from the earth. It's earth's gravy.
I ate poutine and shrank 2 inches. That's how bad that shit is for you. That's why I couldn't ride your fucking roller coasters.
Well, that's on you.
I blame the poutine. I also had a solo show this week at Cafe Cleopatra, which you think, oh, so they serve Egyptian food? Not quite. They serve something, but
oh, shit. This dude loves it.
The old man, how many times have you been to Cafe Cleopatra?
Expecting Egyptian food.
They have your picture on the wall, don't they?
Don't let this guy in.
You have like a frequent punch card of this shit, don't you? Cafe Cleopatra is not Egyptian food. They do serve something there. I don't recommend you eat it.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's a strip club, my friend. It is a strip club. And I had a few minutes before my show, so I thought what any, male thinks is, well, I got a few minutes. Let's go see some titties. So I go downstairs, and there's a stripper on stage. She's dancing. And she stops dancing when she sees me and just yells out in the French accent, goes, Game of Thrones! Game!
Yeah.
And well, I'm like, well, I guess I'm getting laid tonight. That's
celebrity bucket list.
Woo! So,
yeah, they really do love the strip clubs. The amount of people that
I'm
here are like, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
One of the cabbies was like, oh, I love the strip. I don't know if it was Cafe Cleopatra.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I love the strip clubs. And I was like, what do you love about them so much? He's like, man, I'll tell you, man, the titties, the pussy, and of course, the booty. And I was like, all right. I'm taken aback by like his sheer honesty, but then I was like, no, if we were playing like Stripper Family Feud, those would probably be the top 3 answers.
It would have been weird. Show me the booty. Yeah. Ding.
It would have been weird if he was like the food, the tunes, and the camaraderie. You know, that's what I really love about that place. They're all friends.
The booths where you can hang out by yourself. Yeah. No, that's not. But we have truly had an amazing time so far here in Montreal. Now, Adam, you have been here before.
Yeah.
You've been here before, but at the same time, and for the listeners of our podcast, you know that Adam is a very trusting man. Very, very, dare I say, gullible.
Yeah.
Whatever you tell Adam, he just goes, yeah, that sounds about right. And
I'm a glass half full guy. I want to give benefit of the doubt, but I think that we'll tell them how I became so gullible.
Yes. Well,
what prompted this game that you're about to introduce?
When you were a child, your parents unfortunately got divorced, and obviously that affected you. And then you went to school one day, and a kid runs up to Adam, and he goes, "Hey, did you hear your parents got back together?" And Adam's like, what? And he runs home.
Because the kid
his...
knew, you know, yeah. I was like a kid I hung out with, so I was like, there's no reason to not believe this information.
So he goes home and's like, Mom, you're back together? And Mom's like,
Ooh, about that.
Yeah. Bing, want to get away?
That would be a great commercial.
Yeah. So Adam believes everything.
Yeah.
So we came up with a game called What Would Adam Believe? And we're about to play that game, the Canada edition. So if you could kick on the music and let's play What Will Adam Believe? Man, that would have been good if you timed that right. There
nice,
we go.
Nice, there it is. Isn't that way more fun 2 seconds later?
So funny. Now, here's how this game works. I will give Adam 3 facts about Canada.
Yes.
One is true, which you guys will know, and the other 2 are false. It is up to him to decide which fact about Canada is true. Please, no help from the audience.
Wait, I don't get a lifeline? Can I ask my dad, who's been here since Montreal was created?
I mean...
Sir, I need some help, maybe...
His last name is Montreal.
Is that David Montreal?
Love that you went David.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the 3 facts. Once again, no help from the audience. All right. The first fact, is this true or is it not? The form of speech that Canadians often say, A, is actually in the Oxford Dictionary. That is fact number one. Is it true or is it false? Fact number two. In Canada, it is illegal to use maple syrup for sexual purposes. Is it true? Is it not? I don't know.
No, that's
gotta
be real.
And fact number three, Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, was named Sexiest World Leader by People magazine. We all know he is a very attractive man. Can we at least agree on
that? Yeah,
what's
that like, having a president that you want to masturbate to?
Yeah.
We don't know what that's like.
I mean, and maybe there's one person going, I do. You're like, all right, you need to go back to Cafe Cleopatra. So, once again, the facts are, A is in the Oxford Dictionary.
Right, that sounds maybe.
It is illegal to use maple syrup in Canada for sexual purposes.
I don't want that to be true.
And Canada's Prime Minister was named Sexiest World Leader by People magazine, which is true, Adam Ray.
Well, you strike me as someone who would make up a maple syrup sex fact.
Is that because my people live in trees? We make the cookies, the Canadian elves make the maple syrup.
I knew it!
We unionized. Trump's tariffs are fucking us up.
I think A being in the dictionary sounds very believable. Again, if somebody told me that on the playground 25 years ago, I probably would have believed that as well.
Sure.
But not today.
Not today.
The maple syrup one, no, I mean, I feel like this is a pretty progressive, free, do-what-you-want city.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love the guys in the back are like, hell yeah, we can fuck with it all we want. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys like, we can fuck with it. I don't know if you know this. It actually cures herpes. You pour the maple syrup right on the sore, and it cures the herpes. It's done.
Herpes syrup, yeah.
Herpes syrup. They're playing Coachella.
Yeah, they're playing Coachella this year. Yeah.
Herpes
they're
syrup.
Opening for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Great band.
Herpes syrup. That is a great name for a band.
Gotta listen to it fresh.
So, Trudeau. I mean, yeah, that's just a known fact. And yeah. So it was that he's voted sexiest man in Canada. Or what was the label? Sexiest guy outside of Cafe Cleopatra.
Yeah. Sexiest World Leader by People Magazine.
By People Magazine. And People Magazine, they're never wrong. I'm going to go with that one. That's the true fact.
All right. That answer is wrong, Adam Ray. That answer is wrong. The truth is Trudeau was named Sexiest World Leader by fucking everybody. Okay? Like... It's not People Magazine. We all know, right?
How dare
We're all doing
you.
It.
How
we,
dare you toy with my emotions like
we stay
like
up
that.
Late at night and go, oh, yeah, foreign policy, Trudeau, talk to me. The true fact is actually A is in the Oxford Dictionary. That is officially a word. So now when Americans be like, you guys say that shit all the time, you can say, fuck you, A. And you're just speaking proper English. That was What Would Adam Believe, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, give it up. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Time.
Thanks for playing.
There we go.
Now you come in with the music.
That was timely. Now, you were telling me about someone that you, on the flight out here.
Yeah, I love to chat on planes, and so I met somebody, a very New York-y fella who is coming out here. He's only been here a day, but he was so fired up about coming here for the first time.
Right.
Angelo Marciani is his name, and he was like, I just want to do everything that there is to do in this thing.
Angelo Marciani.
Yeah, and
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
And so I was like, all right, well.
Shits lasagna. Hey, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's the most Italian name I've ever heard in my life.
He's very Italian. And so I was like, do you want to come on our podcast? And he's like, and talk about your experiences so far, just being here for a day. So he said, yes. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Angelo Marciani from New York City.
New York. Angelo. What are you doing? What? Oh, okay. Oh, that's very. That's not Italian. What?
Bonjour.
Whoa. Okay.
Bonjour.
I'm a big fan of this country. I'm a big fan of this city. I love it here. I am never leaving.
Didn't you say he was from New York?
Yes.
Did you know there was a tiny France right above America? Did you know this right here? I found it.
I was unaware of this. You said he was from New York.
Yeah, he is.
He's from
Ooh, la la.
Yeah, Angelo. So
we.
You're obviously adapting to the culture here. Is this accent?
Oh, we do not. This I love it here. Is a beautiful place.
It's, yeah.
Not like where I am from in Brooklyn.
Well, no. Yeah. How do you? And that's not how you say. Yeah, from Brooklyn. That's where you're from.
Oui, that's how you say. Yes.
Yeah.
Oui.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. You're asking for confirmation. The place you've been living your whole life.
Oui.
You just got here. Literally.
Oui, yesterday. I have been here for one day, and I am never fucking leaving.
All right, so what have you done so far in Canada that makes you want to stay here so bad?
You talk about it before, the strip clubs here. It is Disneyland for your hands, my friend. You know, you do not, in Brooklyn,
yeah.
You do not have to, you have to sit on your hands when you do a lap dance. Here, your hands go everywhere they want to go. You touch them all over the whole body.
Holy shit.
But it's illegal to use maple syrup.
Wait, so how are you so well adjusted in only being here a day?
You know, I think it is the air here. There is something different. There's a certain... je ne sais quoi.
But you're not leaving. You're
no, I'm here.
Okay.
Permanently. I'm going to stay. I'm going to be illegal immigrant.
Wait, wow, don't you have a family in New York? You were telling me all about your family.
Oui.
So you're leaving them?
Oui.
Have you notified?
On the one hand, I have a family back in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Why do you keep asking? How do you say? You literally just came from there.
Oui, where my family still is, but here they have a restaurant called Je Bœuf. Have you heard of this Je Bœuf?
What is Je Bœuf?
Je Bœuf is Joe Beef.
Sorry,
Joe Beef to you Americans. They make the charcuterie there is a big board of wood with 30 steaks piled on top of it. Now you tell me, would you rather have that or a family?
I mean, these people are counting on you, you know, for...
They will be fine.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen the American healthcare system. I don't know if they're going to be fine.
That is true, but I tell you this. I am up here now. I do not care much about the American healthcare for them. I sneeze, I get to go get free healthcare anytime I want.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah. But you're from, how do you say the Brooklyn?
Oui. My whole life, born and raised.
How does poutine compare with New York pizza?
Oh, I spent my whole life thinking that New York pizza was the perfect food.
Yeah.
And then I get here and I try the poutine. French fries. I'm sorry, we just call them fries.
Just got here, man.
Cheese curds.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Gravy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to open up a pizzeria right here in Montreal.
Yeah.
And we are going to make a poutine pizza. Poutine pizza.
Are you going to serve it on a gurney? Because people are just going to fucking die
if that happens. They're not going to die. They have free health care.
Angelo Marciani, everybody. Make some noise for him. He just got here, but he's not leaving.
Vive Quebec.
One more time.
The free doctor.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, make it official.
You can... Okay. Jesus. Okay. All right.
See you on the plane back to New York.
Yeah. Fucking hey. Okay.
Let's bring out our guests, yeah?
We have amazing guests, and let's kick it off. Adam, you want to do the honors here?
Our first guest, you know from the talk, you know from Chelsea lately. She's a juggernaut here in the comedy world. Give it up for the very funny Lonnie Love!
Lonnie Love! Don't dare stop Lonnie.
There she is. Guys, give it up for Lonnie Love.
Oh, they're playing Beyonce for you, Lonnie.
I love it.
I love it. Hello, everybody.
Lonnie.
Wee wee. Still have Hennessy in the throat.
So. I think I rented that last night at the hotel.
Hennessy in the throat?
Hennessy in the throat. You know, I like to watch a little different style of porn. Now, have you been to the Montreal Comedy Festival before?
Yes. I was here 2014, and I was here a few years back. And I'm just happy to be back. I'm here for the Jeff Dunham Gala.
Yeah, I'm on that with you.
Oh yeah, look at us.
Exactly. You got black women, midgets. I mean, Pornhub's like, that's a new category. How you gotta
and puppets,
and puppets. Jesus. I'm worried about doing the Jeff Dunham Gala. I'm scared because I'm scared he's going to look at me, mistake me for one of the puppets, and all of a sudden I'm going to know how healthy my prostate is.
Oh, my God.
Talk about free healthcare.
He's going to make me talk.
Lonnie, what do you do when you're not performing out here? Do you like to go see the city and hang?
Yeah, I do. I love Montreal. It's so clean and it's so peaceful, unlike what we're putting up with. I'm just happy y'all let me in after what our president said about Canada and your prime minister. Thank you guys for being so welcoming, and I love the people of Canada. So thank you very much. And you have some good syrup. So
That's awesome. Syrup
is great.
It really is. Like, some people are like, oh, it's just a stereotype. No, it's fucking amazing.
It's some fucking good syrup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're here. Now, you came from humble beginnings. You were born in Detroit. Is that it?
Yes, yes.
And raised in the projects in Detroit?
Yes, Brewster Projects in Detroit, right outside of... Well, you know, I used to go to Canada anyway, Toronto. So, okay.
And why would you go to Toronto?
Just to get away from this country. No, I'm just kidding. No, Toronto is so clean and nice, and the people are nice. It was just so nice. So, but I grew up there... I went to school in Texas, got my engineering degree,
Electrical engineering. Damn. So, like, if we have a blackout, you're like, I got this
No,
shit.
Not now, Brad. I can't do anything now, because that was 20 years ago.
Why?
Well, I
why
mean, I got my degree in brownies. I can still I can still whip them up pretty good. it's like dwarf training. All people in Israel have to go to the army. All midgets have to know how to make a brownie.
I love it. It's
just true.
I love it.
When did you shift from that to comedy?
When I started working, I worked as an engineer for 8 years. I got, I guess, dismayed because we had a layoff. When I was 22 years old, there was a major layoff. And I saw people of 30 years getting laid off. They were crying, boo-hooing. And I said, you know what? I need to work for myself. So I had always did stand-up in college. Oh, so shit. I decided one day we had a layoff. I went to my boss. I said, lay me off, save a job. And that was in 2002, and I never looked back, and I became a stand-up.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Thank you.
Wow. Were you like the funny one at work? Like, were
you, yeah, always you could tell. Cracking jokes.
So everyone was always
people.
Like, Lonnie, you should be a comedian.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what they did. And then I really got my start in Montreal because I got my encouragement because I just came. I wasn't booked for Montreal, but mm-hmm. I went and I saw all the comedians, a lot of my friends that are actually working today, like Monique and Craig Robinson. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm going to become a comedian. I do it full time. So.
Wow. Now, was that a scary decision to be like, no, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, because I ain't had no money. I was broke, didn't have no health care, so I didn't know what was going to happen. But
didn't sound like you had a backup plan either.
No.
But you can't, right? When you're going to jump fully in, you just got
to
be...
You just got to go for it. You know, first of all, have something to say. So I did have, like, an act.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of bookings, and... you just have to work your way up, and then you finally get a good management team. I'd signed up with Levity Entertainment, and they helped me, and we've been together ever since, and it's a great time for me.
Do you remember your first show in L.A.?
Oh, my first show in L.A.
Set that, like, that made you feel like, all right, I made the right choice.
Yeah, it was at the Hollywood Improv, mm-hmm. and I remember it was Damon Wayans who was hosting.
Hell yes.
And I actually got my first standing ovation, and I was like, oh, because before that, we call it in the black community the Chitlin' Circuit, where you do all these... You know, hole in the wall clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, because I played the Chitlin' Circuit all the damn time.
But then I moved on up to the white clubs, and then once you move on up to the white clubs, you know, and it's like, okay, now I've made it because I'm out of the Chitlin' Circuit into the white clubs. So that was my experience.
Holy crap! So it's like, and when you get that standing ovation in Los Angeles, that's gotta be so affirming, and just be like, okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd made it, but then it took another 10 years.
Isn't the humbling
that,
city.
Isn't that pretty much this business, though? Like, you have a moment of, like, all right, here we go. This is it. And wait a little while, because like you've had, I would say maybe like, and this is just off the top of my head, I would say about 5 breaks of mm-hmm. like here we go. I mean, from I Love the 80s and 90s on VH1,
yes,
and then I'm trying to think. You got Chelsea Lately. You got The Real. You got your stand-up special.
Yes.
You got your book.
Yes.
Like how many breaks do you?
You know what? But I think my biggest break comes from. When they say women can't work together, that's not true. You can't work with insecure women, but you can work with women because people like Chelsea Handler, she put me on her show.
Yeah.
But I got my biggest break from Ellen DeGeneres by being on her show for a year. That's what got me my production deal. That's nice. What got me on my current show right now, which is a daytime talk show.
Yeah,
I love
real.
People. I don't like when people talk about Ellen. They say, how do you feel about her being a lesbian? I have no problem with lesbian women because that's more men for me. So keep licking, sisters, all right? So, but when they say, but it's always been women that have helped me. Not saying that men haven't been in the forefront, but women do help women in this community.
That's fantastic. And your time on The Real, I mean, you got to interview Michelle Obama.
Oh, I interviewed Michelle Obama. I've interviewed just about everybody that I've wanted to interview, especially a lot of people that, it's a daytime talk show, it comes on in America, it's a panel show, so it's sort of like a younger version, they try to say, of The View, but we don't talk about politics. But what I like about doing a talk show is that it allows me to do my comedy, but it allows me to meet people that I never thought I was going to meet, people I grew up, you know, admiring, like Smokey Robinson, and also the New Jack people, like, you know, to interview Michelle Obama or Idris Elba, you know, because I have a big crush on him.
Black James Bond, everybody.
Oh, I was going to hit that. I promise you, I interviewed him.
Was he aware of that?
He knew that I had a crush on him. He actually surprised me and came on the show just so I could interview him for an hour. I would have rather fucked him for an hour. But the point
I'll take
is,
the interview. It's a consolation
we kept
prize.
It classy, people.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But that's, I think, why the show is so great. You guys are so loose and fun, and like, I mean, was with Michelle Obama, did you feel like you had to maintain a level of like professionalism, or were you
definitely? Yeah. But what came in handy, and see, it all goes back full circle, is that she was talking about she was doing an initiative for college students. And it's just 2 of us on the panel that went to college. So I was able to bring back my college experience, and that's what really impressed her. Awesome. She invited us to the White House. It was a great experience.
You went?
Never know what's going
to
happen.
Did you go to the White House?
I went to the White House, and I didn't steal nothing, Brad.
Damn.
Okay.
That's the next question.
I wanted to, though. That,
oh,
ooh.
Shit. If you could have stolen anything, yeah. What was something you would have stolen?
I saw a gold-plated fork, and I really was, I said it could fit right in there. No, I said nah.
I would love to steal the gold-plated fork because then I could have played Ariel's dad from Little Mermaid.
Yeah!
I could have just had the Triton. You know,
if you're listening,
like,
Disney.
Ariel? You know, I could have done that. Now,
what a great reference!
Oh my goodness.
Now, is it like when you're talking to someone like Michelle Obama? How do you not just stare at her arms and be like, damn, girl, like, well done.
You just, whenever I'm interviewing somebody that's really important, I take a deep breath and I just try to maintain and I try not to cry, try not to think about, I can't believe I have this moment, you know. There was one person I interviewed, Morgan Freeman. He's the actor. Oh. He fell asleep in the middle of the fucking interview. He just, I thought he had died.
Well, in my defense, I was very sleepy. I was up the night before with Nick Swartzen.
He just fell asleep. For real. I was like, Morgan. And then when he woke up, I said, you know you old. Take some energy drinks for your fucking interviews, Morgan. I mean, really, has Morgan ever been young? Think about it.
No,
never
he's
seen
always been 74 years old.
Yeah, you know,
because before the interview, I was trying to Google. I said, I'm going to Google some young pictures and make him feel good about himself. I couldn't find no young pictures of Morgan Freeman. It's
no
like he was born
headshots?
65. None. He's all old, gray hair. I was like, he was just born 65.
We found the one, we finally found the time where black cracked.
Exactly. Massively.
Wait, how did he fall asleep? Like, eyes just shut and started snoring?
Yeah, just, you know, and
was
I was like...
Was it mid-question? Was he talking, or...?
He was talking, and he filmed his sleep.
Wait, so he was like, well, when I was filming Bruce Almighty, we just...
I promise you, it was hilarious.
That's amazing.
His voice is so majestic that he put himself to sleep. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
If you're trying to sleep, don't count sheep. Just like put on March of the Penguins, and you'll just be like, oh, I was on my way to Antarctica.
That's 72 fantastic. Different types. Has there been somebody that you've interviewed that you've been just like completely like prepared for, but then everything goes out the window because they're just they don't want to like be interviewed
there
like
have
the
been
standard
people,
style?
It should be, I'm not gonna embarrass them.
Okay.
But there have been interviews where you go in one way, mm-hmm. and either they're high or they're drunk or something's happening.
It happens more often. Tina Fey, right? Yeah, Tina Fey. Everyone knows that about Tina. Yeah. Oh my God,
big
black
booster.
Tar heroin before every interview.
I don't know about Tina, but I can tell you there have been times, and as an interviewer, you just gotta go. Okay, you try not to have this look on your face, like "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah.
But you just—you
still have to act like they're completely
yeah. You try
together.
To, because then that's what you're trying to save the interview, so you know you can edit. Hopefully, it's not live, but you know you can edit, and yeah. you just try to get something so that they don't look crazy and you don't look at them like yeah. they're crazy.
Now, on the real, there was actually a rumor that you had to address. You had to come out on social media and talk about. There was a rumor that you got fired.
Yes.
And replaced with a white woman.
Yes.
And then you actually had to come out on social media and be like, not fired, still here. Like, do you wake up to that news of like, did you think you were unemployed for a second?
No, I never thought, because the studio, I hope I have a good relationship with the studio. What happened, okay, just so everybody knows, The Real is the first talk show of its kind to have all women of color. We yeah. had just won the Emmy Award
yeah.
for
Clap.
It that year.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And
yeah.
so,
won a damn Emmy.
And so some arbitrary blog post, you know, mm-hmm. it was a black blog, you know, they were messing with
haters.
Me. They really was fucking with me. They yeah. were like, oh, Lonnie's going to get fired and get replaced by a white girl. So I thought it was funny. Yeah. I put it up on my social media. Then the studio calls me and they were like, could you take that down? Because people are getting mad. They're writing us. They want to have a petition. They're upset.
Oh,
and I'm
shit.
Like, I just took it as a joke,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I had to actually address it. And that's why I addressed it on the show. And I was like, who would they replace me with? You know, Rachel Dolezal or some white girl, Stacey Dash. These were not white girls. But anyway,
yeah. Betty,
so
Betty
it was totally not true.
Complete side note. Is there any chance that you've seen the Rachel Dolezal documentary on Netflix?
I haven't, but I heard that she does talk about our show because she came yeah. on the show. I heard that she was like, ooh.
All right. For those, do you guys know who she is in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel Dolezal is a person, she's a white woman.
Right.
Absolutely a white woman. There's
absolutely.
No question. She got parents from Kansas that are like, yeah, you eat macaroni and cheese in trailer parks. Okay. like you know. And she, like, and she just goes, no, I identify as a black woman. She wears her hair up in a
in
weave.
Braids.
In braids.
And a weave.
And it's just.
She's spray tan.
Yeah. She spray tan. She wears daishikis. Like, and it's just, how do you not just reach across the table and cut a bitch? Okay. Like,
no, we invited her on the show.
Sure.
And
sure.
you know, because we wanted to talk to her, and
yeah.
you could just tell that she's going through some things.
Yeah.
And she was the president of one of the local small chapters of the NAACP. That doesn't make you black, Rachel. Okay. It's just like I told her. And so on the show, we got her to admit that she was white, and that was
yeah.
like her turning point.
Right.
But she got this documentary, and on the documentary, she was like, "Oh, they were on The Real. They were mean to me and stuff like this." And now she's being charged for welfare fraud.
All right. Well,
there yeah. you go. So that ends that story.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you didn't do anything, because if someone, if like a 6'2" guy came out with shoes on his knees and it was like, "I identify as the dwarf. I shop in the kids section."
No, what?
I'd be like,
you
motherfucker. I would drop kick him in the neck. Okay.
Have you, like, have you guys discussed on the show yet, or do you have thoughts about is it Kylie Jenner that's been dubbed the
self-made billionaire?
Right.
Yeah, we're on hiatus right now, but okay. I'm pretty sure that when we get back, we'll talk about all of that,
yeah.
all those shenanigans and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Kylie Jenner, the
David Montreal. You know who Kylie Jenner is, yeah?
He's all right,
he's writing notes.
You know,
down,
you think
like,
you know someone.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I think she's the 22nd Kardashian, and she.
She's the one with the dad.
Oh, the one with the dad. Okay. Wait, but now.
What's that?
Is she a?
The gold medalist.
Is she a mom now? Now she has two.
She has two moms.
Yeah, she has two moms now. Okay, but I'm trying to be politically correct here.
I know, we both are.
Yeah, I'm trying to like, what can I say that won't end my career? Yeah, and she's on the cover of Forbes magazine this month as a 20-year-old self-made billionaire.
And billionaire.
It's the problem that a lot of people have with it is the self-made. Because you're like, you're Kardashian. You got shit out into a pile of gold. It was like, I made this money. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's as a self-made woman yourself, I would think that would be kind of like, bitch.
Well, you know, it's like, yeah.
Brad, was that your sassy black woman voice?
Do it again, Brad. I like it. I like that.
Bitch.
Yes. Let him know.
I've been hanging out with Miss Pat for 2 weeks.
No wonder. Okay.
And Miss Pat, like, oh, wow. Miss Pat, Google Miss Pat. She is hilarious.
We love Miss Pat.
She's got stories. Someone shot off her titty. Okay, like that's.
Yeah, her stories.
That's a true story. Yes. It was a drug deal gone wrong, and the drug dealer shot at her. It went through her back and blew off her nipple.
Yeah.
All the women just went,
I know. No, seriously.
Like,
hold your nipple, ladies, yes. Cherish it, because everybody doesn't have one.
Hashtag hold your nipple. I think that's the thing. Now, so on the reel, you guys are obviously talking a lot of pop culture stuff. So, and like you said, you guys are on hiatus. So we were wondering if we could do a quick, just like rapid fire, throw out a bunch of topics, and just kind of get your thoughts on those.
All right, here we go.
All right, the guy who took a pickaxe 2 days ago and destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame.
Hero.
Next.
Medal of Honor.
I just want to say about that.
Yeah.
The guy that took the pickaxe 2 years ago bailed him out of jail.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been destroyed twice.
Yeah. So it's a family of destroyers. So.
Yeah. It's amazing. And then the guy bailed him out of jail. Was like, all right, young blood, you're in the crew.
That's the only one that's been destroyed, right? Like,
yeah. Well, no, they're not going after...
They'd be like, Harrison Ford, how dare you make another Indiana Jones?
You should have been in Solo.
Yeah.
All right. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande getting married after like a day and a half of knowing each other.
That's some powerful pussy, I tell you that. Or the money. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Pete ain't making a lot on Saturday Night Live, so I would marry her too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo recently seen on a date with porn star Kiara Mira.
That's some powerful pussy, I tell you that. It's
another great hashtag.
And like the funny part is he literally like called a press conference. He had to address it. Like he had to address, like, what do you say at that press conference? You just get up there like, those are some titties. So
hold your nipples, okay?
Lonnie, will you stay here while we bring out our next guest?
Yeah.
I have some more drink, so all right.
Yeah.
Guys, one more time for Lonnie Love. Let her hear.
Come on. Lonnie Love.
Thank you, guys.
Go see her all this week.
Our next guest coming to the stage, an amazing comedian. Adam and I have worked with him numerous times in Los Angeles. He was at one point named one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch here at the Montreal Comedy Festival. And now he's here for you, Mr. Thomas Dale.
Give it up for Thomas Dale!
Yay!
Hey.
Yeah, buddy.
I have to correct you, Brad. I was not a Variety's top 10 comic.
You weren't?
Motherfuckers. Just if anyone's from Variety's here, okay? Watch this, bitch.
All right, so that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We now have a Jew, a midget, a black woman, and a gay on stage at the same time.
Wow.
This is progress. This is progress. We're
finally
doing it.
Yeah. The band's back together. Thomas, you have been here before. You're a veteran.
Yes, I was a new face 7 years ago.
New face. That's what it was.
Yes. Thank you, Montreal. Thank you, Just for Laughs, for appreciating me. Variety. I'm kidding.
You know what I love about when I, Thomas and I were on the same flight and we were coming here, but you were supposed to be on an earlier flight that day.
Yeah.
Because at 11 a.m., we left at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And why, tell the audience
well,
why.
Well, I have a new puppy at home. Yeah, okay, thank you. He's 5 months old, we're completely in love, and I was like, yeah, 11 a.m. flight's fine, we'll get there. But then I have this baby who's looking at me when my suitcase came out, and I was like, guys, I'm not going to be able to leave this apartment. We have to talk, we have to change the flight. I'll take a red eye. I'll be there. I just can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to he's in the imprinting stage right now, so I don't want to traumatize him.
And you named your puppy Truth Thomas.
Yes, Truth Thomas Dale the Fifth.
The Fifth?
Everybody's like, why is your first name his middle name? I was like, do you understand what I do for this dog? At the very least, he's having my name somewhere in that name. Everybody's like, you should give him an Instagram. I'm like, I pick his shit up, I feed him, I wipe his piss, I wipe schmegma off his penis, and now you want me to post for him? I'm good. At the very least, he could bring me followers. You come to my Instagram, ThomasDale5.
Speaking of followers, you got in some hot water with this dog because you posted a photo of your dog wearing like a sweater, right?
Adorable clothes that says "I heart my daddy."
Yeah.
And this fucking girl, listen, on the internet, there's trolls. People always want to talk to you. They want to say shit. And what they do is they bully you and they come in mean. And she said, "If you put clothes on your dog one more time, I'm calling PETA." Now, mind you, I am mentally ill. Okay, so. I lose my shit
out of the way.
Yeah, I was like, don't you dare threaten me and my dog. This is my first puppy. I don't know what PETA does. I know that they throw like ink on people's sweaters, you know? So I was like, oh my God, I was picturing them knocking on my door. I was like, don't take my dog. So I went in, I was like, and so I put her picture on my Instagram and I was like, everybody, she's threatening me, hit her up. You know, it was petty, I know.
Uh-oh.
It was very petty. I blocked her, I was done. And then she created more accounts and kept coming back at me with fake names.
Holy
and
shit.
I was like, leave me alone.
And that woman's name, Melania Trump.
Exactly.
She's bored, she has a lot of time on her hands.
Yeah. Too much
That's what she did. Thomas, you and I did the Nasty Show here in Montreal 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So fucking funny, killed it every night. But what was more impressive to me wasn't the stuff you were doing on stage, but off stage, I swear to you guys, every day, Thomas would come into the green room like, got another one from Grindr.
I was getting blowjobs.
Tell people, David Montreal, do you know what Grindr is?
Grindr?
Yeah, that look says it all. What's that? Wait, what do you think it is?
Coffee?
Okay.
Kind of, yes.
There's black coffee there.
It starts with beans. Okay. So Grindr is an app. You get sex. I'm not into intercourse. I have to love you if we're going to have intercourse. I've had intercourse with one person because we were in love. But blowjobs I will get before breakfast any day. Okay? So Grindr is very simple. Grindr is like Uber for gay people, okay? We're men. We're easily, we suck dick, and then it's like, all right, the elevator's that way, you know? So we're just easy, you know? So it is what it is. Men are sluts. Sorry, that's just what we do. So I would get a blowjob every day before the show, and they were pissed off because straight guys, comics, have to wait for like the fans to come and like pretend that they give a shit about their comedy. But I was able to get that out of the way. This way, my fans really do care about my comedy at the end of the day. I'm like, yeah, the sex is done.
No, your streak was more impressive than Cal Ripken Jr. It really was, because it was every night you would just come in. And I would see you, like, the show would be at, like, 7:30. I would see you at 6 o'clock, and I'd be like, hey, so what happened? You'd be like, nothing today. Mm-hmm. By 7:30.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's so easy. You can have a person, and literally, it would tube my door. I didn't have to leave the bed. I would just leave the door open.
Jesus.
And that's it. I showed them the text, too. I was like, he's like, I'm in the elevator. I'm like, don't talk to me until you're here. I don't need to know where the fuck you are. I don't need a live location, bitch. Like,
I was gonna ask, how much is exchanged dialogue-wise before?
I have a thing. I love no talking. I don't need to know the background. It turns me off to know that you're even like...
You don't want to know any facts about the guy?
I don't want to know facts.
Color.
I have a whole thing in my head already. Like, I love role play. Like, I'll do role play even if they're not involved. Like, if they don't even know about it, I'm doing role play. I'm like, you're a
gardener. So you create a whole scenario.
I'm robbing my apartment. Everything's gone. Yeah, I'm like, don't take everything. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, don't hurt the kids.
Don't
hard to kiss.
You're a pro athlete. Shut your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We got to get to
the big game
yeah.
for this. Yeah. That's so amazing.
That is unbelievable, yeah. man. That's great. Now, and then you also said something, you didn't say anything, it's who you are, and I have questions about it because I don't want to offend anyone. You identify as bi-gender.
Yes.
Now, what is bi-gender, just so we're all clear?
Yeah, I love to talk to people about it because I didn't even know what it was until I was when transgender started, like, not started, like just started.
But when Caitlyn Jenner started.
It was the hot new trend of 2015. Yeah,
thanks, no. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
I myself, as a gay person, didn't even really understand transgender. I was like, you know what, bitch? I feel like a girl sometimes too, okay? But I'm going to stick this shit out, you know? So I was like, what is this transgender shit? So I looked it up. I wanted to educate myself. If you don't know something, go find out, right?
Yeah, right.
So I looked it up. I was like, oh, transgender. They feel like they're trapped in the wrong body. Wonderful. I'm not transgender because I love being a man. As I went to therapy, because I never fit in with gay people. I didn't fit anywhere, to be honest. So
except
I would go,
the asshole. Except, that's where you fit. That's
not even. Well, no. My dick don't fit no asshole. It's a big dick joke. Okay. Anyway. So
did you hear this? Did you hear how the room shifted after that joke?
I know everybody.
Everything was great. Brad makes
Brad,
one
this
asshole
is serious
joke.
Right now, let me tell them about my gender. This is very
okay.
So I would go to a therapist and try to find out, you know, more about me. And the doctor said, actually, what you are is bi-gender. And what bi-gender is females use the right, and then sometimes the left. They flow back and forth. Male just use the left. Like if you're male dominant, you're just using the left side of your brain. A bi-gender person uses the left and the right side of your brain equally. Just every day when I wake up, it resets. So, like I said, it could be a mental disorder. I don't know. Bi-gender sounds way cuter. but I'm using both sides of my brain. If they put it on a CAT scan, you would see activity in both sides. But each day, so I wake up male or I wake up female. And I always say, like, a bit I have as a... That's why I'm like a tough Italian girl, you know? I'm both.
Sounds like you're smart.
That's what it is. It's probably an evolved state of mind, but in this society of trying to be a normal human being, it's like, we don't want no bi-gender, bitch. Like, you boy and girl, you know? It's like, I'm like, because I know I'm a male. I love being a man. But there's a girl in there. When I'm using the right side of my brain, all predominant, all that girl activity, the female, because gender's in your brain. I'm not saying I'm a female at all. I'm not a woman. But I'm using the woman's side, so I react, think, and feel like a woman. You could be bi-gender, too. So feminist women who they feel like, well, I do things like a man, too. You could be bi-gender. You're using the left side. It's not that you're a female, yes. Your sex is a female, but you're using that side. Because there are females that are just using the female side and love the female qualities and characters. They love, and I know you don't want to hear it, but that side of the brain loves the submissive, more of a, and you can be bi-gender female using both sides. So that's why you like that dominant. So, you know, that's what it is. It's just science, people. We all need to just
exactly.
fucking learn.
You're way smarter than me.
I'm way smarter than I sound.
Yeah, that's so cool because, like, I love that we're getting to a point now where no matter what, and gender different than sexuality.
100% different.
Because, like, so many people when Caitlyn Jenner said that she's transgender was like, oh, so you're going to start fucking dudes? Like,
right.
No.
She's like a lesbian. The female side of my brain is heterosexual. That's why I love straight men. I love
you
straight
do
boys.
Love straight men.
I love straight boys.
You convert them.
For the moment, yeah. But I love straight boys because they appease, they know how to be with females. They love female energy, so they treat me like a female. So when I am
they
female
pay you less?
Oriented, what?
I said they pay you less.
They pay less. I wish, honey, no. I still have to act like a man in that sense. Like, I'm like, please, I'm a girl today. Let me, I want it. And they're like, no, bitch, you look like a man, and you're going to pay your shit. I'm like, no, I'm pretty too. I'm pretty.
How has it affected your comedy, just having that shift?
It's been amazing, actually, because I often say, like, when I'm on stage, I get to be who I really am. It's the
awesome.
One place I get to be all of that. So the girl gets to be there, the boy is there, the bipolar, all that stuff is there. Because when I'm out in the world, I'm just trying to be a regular person. I'm trying to just be normal and regular and just whatever regular is, just not all that. So when I'm on stage, she gets to come out. And it's so fun, and it's sassy, and it's cunty, and because that's the girl she is. Not every girl's cunty, but that girl's. I'm cunty. I'm cunty.
That is beautiful. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
And I love that stand-up comedy sort of allows people to truly discover who they really are. Mm-hmm. And you've done that, and that's amazing.
Yeah, it feels great.
And
you guys worked on Chelsea together, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody actually face-raped me once and totally made out with me on Chelsea. Yes.
Yeah, the male side of me did that.
I was like, yes. I was all like the cartoon character that the legs are up and the hearts are flying out of my head. It was great. I loved
was
it.
Was that on camera?
Yeah, it was on camera.
Yeah, it was on camera.
I just put it as like a bonus, actually. I was just telling her on like a new tape I put together, like on a bonus thing. Like, look at this fun little moment. And it was her face ripping me.
It was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chelsea hated it because then afterwards I went like this to Lonnie. I was like, ah, and Chelsea was like, help!
Should we play our game with Thomas
before we wrap up?
Yeah.
Great show, by the way. Have you guys had a good time? We're almost about to be done. This hour flew by. One more time for Lonnie Love and Thomas Dale for being here with us.
Thank you.
Amazing. We're gonna do one more thing before we go. This is a game that we kind of came across on one episode of just Adam and I doing the About Last Night podcast, where we were trying to purchase squirt guns because at heart we are 8-year-old boys.
We were talking about doing a dwarf slip and slide competition.
Yeah, we are, and we're still gonna do it. That's gonna happen. There's gonna be commentators. We're gonna have racers. You in, buddy? Fuck yeah, he's in. Okay. You can't use a wheelchair, though. That's performance enhancer. Okay? You can't.
That's performance enhancing.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's going to be amazing. And we were looking up these names of squirt guns, and we realized that a lot of names of squirt guns sound like gay porn titles. All right? Like, so they're like, the ultimate action pump. You're like, yeah, buddy. I know it is. So we're going to play a little game with Thomas, and actually all of us. This isn't just a Thomas thing.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
It's for everything.
Even David Montreal, you can chime in.
Yeah, absolutely. Where we are going to give you the titles of actual gay porns, and then we're going to try to come up with the plot.
I can feel a little bit of hesitancy.
The game has begun.
The best part about this is that while doing research for this game, Adam now has a wonderful Google history.
Adam is fully erect at this point. I know.
Some of the images I cannot unsee.
He may have been flagged for certain things.
Yeah. All right, so let's play.
Let's do it. Yeah.
That theme music. Oh.
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah. That's wow.
Wait, play it one more time so we can do like an announcer voice over.
The Chipmunks theme?
The Chipmunks theme?
Where the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
It's also the theme for Have You Seen That Gay Porn?
Yeah.
All right, the first one. What is the plot for Frisky Summer 4?
Frisky Summer 4?
Yeah.
Frisky Summer 4 sounds like an 80s
for
80s
sure.
camp theme.
Okay.
And keep in mind, it's the fourth, so we've already seen three stories.
Yeah. Oh, it's the fourth. Okay, yeah. Well, so I was going to say four camp counselors.
Oh, four is the number.
Yes,
okay.
Four
oh, yeah.
camp counselors in the 80s. Go to a camp. Mm-hmm. Three of them are hot fucking straight boys.
Yeah.
One of them is just this blonde girl who just has the wings and shit in the 80s. And she's just like, this is my first time ever camping as a counselor. And the big hot straight boys are like, don't worry, we got you.
They're all from Long Island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got you. We're going to learn how to... We're going to build a canoe. That's the first thing.
Such a straight guy thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Such a straight guy thing. And so the main straight guy, who was like a big hot Guido, and the other Middle Eastern straight guy, even though they weren't popular yet in the 80s, they were, I want them there.
And he's casting.
Yes, big, hot, Middle Eastern, hairy man. And they're carrying all the kayak shit because it's the 80s, so they still have them doing all the grunt work. And the big Guido boy's like, all right, we're going to build the kayak, lady. Get over here, lady person. Because it's the 80s. They don't know how to talk to women yet, you know?
Yeah.
So
involved.
The hot bitch gets there. She's got her blonde hair, and she's me, really. I'm starring this. I'm her.
Okay. Okay.
And I get there, and I'm like, oh, I've never done a kayak before. This is so crazy. She's from Staten Island. She has her tips, just frosted tips. She got frosted fucking tips and acrylics. She got pink acrylics. And she's like, I can't break my nails in the kayak. You got to help me, Middle Eastern boys. And the big Middle Eastern boys, we got you, Lisa. That's her name.
And then they start taking the pieces of the kayak together, and the big Guido was like, I never thought of sucking dick before, but this kayak is making me horny. Right? And Lisa is a really progressive, strong Staten Island girl, so she's like, I love that. I've always wanted to see big straight boys do gay shit. Girls, you gotta make your straight boys do gay shit. That's just a side note. And then they just start fucking sucking each other's dicks, and they love it, and they love it so much. And Lisa's like, yes, I love this. And she's fingering her little pussy, whatever the fuck you do. And the kayak never gets built, and they all fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I would see that.
I would see that.
That's right? A great Pixar, if you're listening.
Yeah, make that happen.
That is incorrect.
No.
What's the
do we have a sound effect for the... Yeah, there you go. The actual storyline for Frisky Summer 4 is bathed in the shimmering summer light, the 6 episodes in Frisky Summer 4 are happy, playful, and joyful expressions of your youthful sexuality. Daniel Avedon and the hunky Ken Russell proves beyond all doubt that where Belle Ami is concerned, Frisky Summer 4 lasts all year long.
Oh, that's adorable, first of all, that you didn't know Belle Ami is a production company for gay porn, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
Right,
such an angel straight boy. Belle Ami. It's a production company. Belle Ami.
Now we are evolved. All right.
All right, we'll do 2 more and then we'll wrap this up. Yeah. The next one. Thomas, what is the plot of Bustin' Buttholes?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, huh? Next.
Yeah, it's...
It's actually right, yeah.
It's 100% hardcore anal. Youngest,
I mean, what do you...
Spoiler alert, the youngest, hottest guy is getting their, in all caps, asshole split.
Ouch.
I mean, wow. Yeah, busting buttholes.
Now, I was going to watch it. Now you just spoiled it for me.
It sounds like it's like a tagline for new water balloons.
Get your busting buttholes now, $9.99. Get them while they're hot. Your kids will never sleep again.
After they've tried busting buttholes.
Yeah, exactly. And it just
it does
like
sound like a board game.
Throwing water balloons in the
it.
Driveway, yeah.
Yeah. That's why Toys R Us went out of business. They put busting buttholes on the shelf.
Now, if busting buttholes was a board game, it would have that little... popping bubble from the game Trouble.
Yes, yes.
Remember
yes.
Trouble? That little thing where you'd be like, and then the dice would go, but it would just be a giant anus. And it would just be a giant anus, and you would just, too far, that's Montreal? Too far? Okay.
I don't know. David Montreal's still laughing. That's my gauge for if everything's okay. All right, the last one, and then we'll wrap this up. Thomas, what is the plot, and everybody can chime in on this, for Paradise Plantation?
Paradise Plantation.
I'm not touching
I don't like
this
the
shit.
Word plantation.
To be honest, I was going to say, before you even said, I was like, Lonnie, help me out with this one. And then I was like, you know what, I'll take this one.
No.
All right, skip it.
There's no way this ends well for me. But no.
All right, let's skip it. How about this one? All right, okay. Next, how about how the West was hung? What's the story for
Bitch, you are batting 1,000. Next.
Yeah. How the West was hung. We could do this
How
one.
The West was hung, obviously, is about a 10-incher that nobody can take. And the poor guy, he just has... It's his whole life. He can never have sex because his cock is so fucking big.
The Brad Williams biography.
It's the Brad Williams biography. Yeah, it's about a boy. Yes, it's about a boy who had a 10-inch cocker. And he just... He travels from land to land trying to find...
I was going to say, when does the Western element come into play?
Right,
because
here.
Right, right, because right before they fuck, it goes...
Wah, wah, wah. And then he fucks a horse. Next.
God. It's a nice twist. Surprisingly, that is incorrect.
Shocking.
Yeah. How the West was hung is actually... it says, they don't come any bigger or grander than this mega production incorporating the talents of Chi-Chi LaRue.
Yes.
Chi-Chi LaRue.
That's another
I actually
famous.
Know who that is. Yeah. Wow, I just revealed a lot about myself.
Wait, what? How do you know Chi-Chi?
You know.
Well, they have a storefront. They have a storefront on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Late nights. Sometimes I'm in Wisconsin doing shows.
Wisconsin.
And there's nothing else going on, so I hop on the Google, and once I go past all the straight porn, I've reached the end of it.
starring Chi-Chi LaRue, Jerry Douglas, and Dirk Yates, featuring a cast of 20. This adventure, shot entirely in a Western.
20.
shot entirely in a Western backlot location has something for everyone.
Oh, I bet it was a backlot.
Mm-hmm. Busting buttholes, baby.
Axel Garrett leads the cast in this multi-award-winning extravaganza.
Yeah,
this is one award.
This is
of course.
This is the Citizen Kane of gay porn.
I love Adam's face, that little angel fucking face.
Okay.
Such a Gemini. He's such exactly. a Gemini. Geminis are so sweet and angelic. He's like, this is one point. I love you. Let's go.
Next conversion right over here.
That's it. I mean, there's some other titles, but I think we're out of time.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, have you had a good time
yeah.
at the live podcast?
Wow, thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys. Let's give a round of applause for our guest, Thomas Dale,
thank
everybody.
You.
And, of course, Lonnie Love, everybody. Go see all their shows. Watch all their things. Follow them on social media. My name is Brad Williams. This is Adam Reyes.
Give it up to your host, please.
Thank you.
Adam.
Thanks for
Thank
coming.
You guys.
We love you, Montreal.
Good night.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that
Brad Williams and Adam
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamy Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.